This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. Hoping we got everything fixed up. We got a combo platter for you this hour. We also got the segment that I will not name right now. And right now, though, yes, it's your segment, Mike.
Yes!
We're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line if you want to get involved. Or on the text, the Twitch or the YouTube. My first question for you guys, overreaction or reality, you will not use a top five fantasy pick on Christian McCaffrey next year.
Never will I go with a top five on Christian McCaffrey again. I don't think I've ever actually had him. I've always felt like his durability was a big question mark for me. That's why I like guys like Frank Gore, you know, durable. I won't do it. My buddy's drafted him 3 years in a row now, and he got one good year out of him, you know, where it was really awesome. So, no, I'm not going to do it. Plus, the injury that he has really does set up for chronic things to pop up throughout the rest of his career, no matter what. So, I'm not doing it.
I haven't played fantasy in a long time, like yearly fantasy. If you had the choice next year, because I feel like he's fallen into the Alvin Kamara situation.
Okay.
And I'm looking at Alvin Kamara right now, 894 yards, 6 touchdowns, 4.3 yards average. That's his, obviously, running the ball.
Yeah.
I don't have, I guess I can find it, but his receiving stats. But I feel like when a running back gets to be 27 or 28, for the most part, you should avoid him in the fantasy drafting. Now, Derrick Henry would say different. He's lasting longer. But I'm like, I don't know. If you had the pick next year, I don't know what pick it would be. Kamara's there and McCaffrey is there, and you had to choose one. Which one are you choosing?
Man, I'd probably McCaffrey if I have to, because
I might go Kamara
of the system.
Like, yeah.
For me, it's the system specifically that he runs in. Like, you have faith in that, but I'll probably go with a backup San Francisco 49ers running back a lot of times too.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Bears head coaching position is a desirable job.
100%.
100%, yes?
Yes, I think so. Now, I guess this, if you're a coach and you don't believe Caleb Williams is that good, then I think that changes your mind. But you have a team that went 7-10 and then got the number one quarterback in the draft, at least prospect-wise. You can argue Daniels is going to be better.
Jaden Daniels.
I look at it and I go, yes. Now, is it a tough division? Yeah, but I can't predict the division I'm going into 3 years from now. I get it, it's tough right now, but I have a lot going for me because I've been thinking about this from a Dallas Cowboys perspective. The Cowboys most likely are going to hire a new coach in the offseason.
Yes.
But if I have the job offer, I've interviewed for the Bears job and I've interviewed for the Cowboys job, I think I would – now, I get the being the Cowboys coach versus being the Bears coach, the popularity of it. But if I'm just looking at it from a roster standpoint and a quarterback standpoint and a financial standpoint from my team building, I want the Bears job way more than I want the Cowboys job. Yeah, so I would say it's a very desirable job.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's Chicago, for one.
So you, yeah, I can't hear him either, Mike.
So you can be around all of Kevin's family there. Chicago's nice. That's one of the best. And they've been begging for that, you know, that moment to return to that kind of prominence.
All right, NFL overreaction or reality. Bryce Young has earned another season as the Panthers starter.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a pretty – I want to start with you then. This is a pretty big turn for you. Have you seen something that you think will make him more usable, or do you think he could be fine, but fine's always going to be his ceiling?
I'm going to be honest. It's just off of listening to people who are watching Panthers football.
Okay, I got you.
I can only go off his numbers.
Yeah.
When the crap have the Panthers been on television for me to watch, right? I don't think they are.
Okay, like, I got you.
I get what I get, and I don't throw a fit. If you're on Thursday night football, if you're on the Sunday games, Sunday night football and Monday night, those are the only games I get. I don't pay the extra money for the other games. They're not putting the Panthers on. But listening to people, seeing his stats, they're saying he's improving. They are playing games that they're winning, and they are playing very close games. I guess I should... Yeah, so I'm just going to go with, yeah, and he was the number one overall pick. He's showing improvement. I don't think they're going to pick a quarterback, either Sanders or Cameron Ward, so it would say, yeah, he's going to get next year.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel like that with Carolina, what they're looking at is, if you're the GM of that team, you're going, did I build good enough for him to be successful? No, you were garbage. Go ahead and add to that team and use your draft status to continue protecting him and giving him better opportunities.
NFL overreaction or reality. The performances of Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry this season have changed your perception of the big money running back. Like, not for the Cowboys necessarily, but if you're that team that you're like, maybe I'm close.
I'll tell you this. You can throw in Christian McCaffrey to that because they made NFC Championship game and they made the Super Bowl with Christian McCaffrey. So you can say, hey, if you pay big money for a quality running back, you've seen results as a team. You get better for the most part doing that, I think. Because we'll see how Philadelphia and Baltimore do come playoff time. But no, I'm going to draft a premium guy. I love this guy out of college, and he's going to play 5 years for me. And you know what? If I even want to throw in a sixth year of the why am I drawing a blank on it? The cap thing.
Oh,
the
franchise tag.
Yeah, sure. I'll go 6 years. And then I am completely and totally done because of McCaffrey now, because of Alvin Kamara the last few years. Because the death of Ezekiel Elliott after 4 years in the NFL, like, I cannot go pay a premium number for an older running back. But I damn sure better every third year at a minimum draft a guy I really like in the draft who's a running back.
Those guys, and I don't know Barkley's contract specifically, but they weren't gigantic take over the world contracts, right?
Like, yeah, Barkley's was pretty big.
Okay,
but
Derrick Henry's was lighter than we thought. I would say what you said, hey, we're that player away.
Yeah.
If you need it, go get it. Go get the players. Don't just sit around and act like you don't know what you're doing. So if you need the player, go get it. If you know that you're not that kind of team, then what's the use in it?
Yeah.
But I'm with you that if you're that close, get the player and go after it. But you also got to do two things. A, know the pedigree of the player. Know what kind of player he is. And do your background check on whether or not this dude's just going to fall off. Like, you got to do that backup work there.
NFL overreaction or reality, you don't take Mike McDaniel, Tua, or the Dolphins seriously. All right, so hear me out. So going into the Thanksgiving game, Tua was like, I'm ready to change the perception that I can't play in cold games. And then he was terrible. Mike McDaniel's team is 1-10 in their last 11 games against winning teams. I know they look like they should be good, and they're good for a lot of reasons in theory. But in reality, what are we doing?
They didn't look like they wanted to be on that field.
They really did.
They looked like, please, even Mike McDaniel's looked like he wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible. Look, I think they are a gimmick. Now, at first, I was like, man, lots of good, fun offense. I love the speed that they build and everything. But defensively, they aren't anything else. So that's a big problem for them. They're a one-trick pony, and that is the offensive side. And when the offensive side isn't doing anything because it can be stopped, they turn into a nothing team all. So and when it goes to playing up north, they just don't know how to do that at all.
What's your ultimate question on the Miami Dolphins?
You're not going to take them seriously when the football really matters. Like, they'll win some regular season games on you for sure. But
I probably won't. There's multiple things that go into it, and you name some of them. But to me, it is, I can't trust Tua T's brain.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm
just
sorry.
From a concussion standpoint. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. He's probably, even if I start trusting him, he's going to take a hit or he's going to dive stupidly into somebody's leg and his head's going to hit the dude's knee or something. And then my season's over. So if I'm answering the question, I'd say I can't trust them ultimately in big games or throughout a whole season because I have a quarterback who has a fragile brain because it's easily concussed.
I mean, they've talked about it. If you get a concussion, like that potentially makes you more susceptible to future concussions. NFL overreaction or reality, Rico Dowdle would make a damn fine backup or secondary running back. The reason why I say secondary is because it's not always the exact same like backup situation that you're used to.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of skills. He's not a home run breakaway threat.
Fair.
And that's because we haven't seen it yet, one. But he is starting to find it. He is starting to find a little bit of rhythm behind the offensive line. But I'm not putting him up there with the Ashton Gentes. You know, if I'm going to draft somebody, if I'm going to have somebody, I want a lot of other running backs before him. But having him right now has brought a little bit of comfort to this offense for sure.
Is he a free agent?
I
don't think so.
That is correct.
I don't know.
He's 26 years old. He's in his fifth season. This sounds like a dude, unless we forget about giving him a deal. You're pulling it up right here. 3 years, $2.295 million. Year did
March
that happen?
Of 24 is when he signed that.
Okay, so you're in good shape.
He's up this year. Yeah.
Oh, let him go. See you later.
Okay.
If it's $3 million or under, I'll bring him back. My thing, if I'm running the Cowboys, is I'm saying I don't want to do round one. I'm not crazy about it, but let me take out round one. Rounds 2 through 5, I'm drafting two running backs.
And that's your...
And those are my two running backs for the next, you know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of them might not work out, but I'm kind of protected a little bit. And then every other year, I'm taking a running back in the second through the fifth round. I don't get how that's difficult to understand.
I'm not from you, but
from the Cowboy situation. Yeah. Like, let's just draft Ashton Jeanty and then never draft another running back that we care about until we're in a deep S situation. And then we give the dude the whole world because we're stupid. Like, it's just stupid. I hate saying that. But it is really stupid how they do the running back thing and then how they change their mind. We're not paying DeMarco Murray at all. Well, that was kind of a good decision, except you weren't ready to replace DeMarco Murray.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Vikings and Lions game in Week 18 will decide the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's a reality right there.
Man, what a high stakes like Week 18 game.
And somebody said we've been sleeping on the Vikings all year. I still don't completely believe in them. Like, I really still don't completely believe in them. And Sam Darnold, somebody was like, y'all need to give Sam Darnold his flowers. And I'm like,
okay, let's give him his flowers.
He fell out of his MVP status a long time ago.
Let's give him his flowers. First four games, 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. What's happened since then? 12 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Oh, they beat the Packers. That's great. That was more
they
than...
They are winning games.
Yeah,
I'll give them credit.
That was more than 2 months ago. They're barely winning games against some of the worst teams in football. Jacksonville is literally the worst team in football. They struggled to beat them. They went to overtime with the Bears, and the Bears fired their head coach because they're so terrible. They have had struggles. I know they beat Arizona, but like, don't act like, how can you not think Minnesota's as good as all these other teams? I just saw Green Bay go toe-to-toe with the Lions. So don't hit me with a game that happened 2 months ago.
Let me ask you this. Let's go through Detroit and you tell me what...
Detroit's got a brutal schedule,
they
too.
They have 3 games left until they get to the last game of the year after winning last night. Home against the Bills.
Yeah, I am really excited to see that game.
I think that's a close game that we're all going to love.
Okay, at Chicago.
Win. I think they win it.
At San Francisco.
It should be a win now.
If they go 2-1, all right, going into that last game. So they are 14-2 going into that game. Right now, Minnesota has 2 losses. They play home against the Falcons and Bears. Let's call those wins.
Yep.
At Seattle.
I think that's a win.
Home against the Packers.
That's a coin flip.
Ooh, so they're not losing the rest of the way?
That's home. Did you say home against the Packers? That's a really interesting
one,
game.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have them going on a 9-game winning streak going into the last week of this. If so, then you think that the Vikings have a great chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, because I think your competition's different in the playoffs. You're not playing the Bears in the playoffs. I know it's a division rival. I think the Seahawks,
I think
they're a very beatable team. But that Packers game's kind of a coin flip for me, for sure. That would be an interesting...
They're going to lose one of their last 4 games before that. So I think the Lions are going to lose at least one more game going into that. So then it gets into, I do think this, at the end of the year, Minnesota is going to have 3 losses going into that game, at least. But I'll give them just 1 right now. And I'll give the Lions 1 more loss. Well, it would be 2 losses. So then I have to go into tiebreakers. And, you know, that gets a little bit difficult. If Minnesota were to win that game, they lost earlier to the Lions.
Okay, one more question to go along with that then. NFL overreaction reality, defensive injuries will prevent the Lions from getting to the Super Bowl. And I'm not just talking about Hutchinson. They have 13 defensive players right now that are out or on injured reserve. They have been decimated by injuries.
Well, the amount of points that got put up on them last night.
Yep.
Almost expected, though, from Green Bay. Like,
That's true.
Kind of do expect that. But, you know, it did show up in that game for them last night that they were missing a lot of their defensive players. So, I would say if they're going to miss the Super Bowl, it would be because their defense wasn't able to live up.
As one of our favorite movies was with Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, no.
And at the end, didn't they say ditto?
Okay. Yes.
Corey.
How long has it been since you watched that movie?
Ditto. I watched it like a few years ago because of how many times I bring up Indecent Proposal.
It feels to me, not that you would ever actually do this, but it feels like to me you would put your wife in a weird position of asking her questions about that movie.
Maybe.
Okay.
And I will say, I'm just Demi Moore, and you're Woody, and I say ditto to what you said.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. If you want to come out and see us, it is also a shout-out Friday. If you want to get involved, 877-881-1053 from the 469. Shout-out to my youngest daughter, Presley. She turns 18 today. Happy birthday to Presley. And then this is great from the 215. I want to give a shout-out to my wife who found out over the Thanksgiving holiday that she is 100% cancer.
Nice.
That is phenomenal right there. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. It is the phone app edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then what app do you use on your phone more than any others? 877-881-1053. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
Now Kyrie in the open court. The pull-up. It's money. That's cash by Kyrie.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at we're live on 105 Through the Fan at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. And I believe we can now all hear each other for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And that is very exciting
need to understand,
news.
If you've been listening and you're like, you seem a little off today. Well, you know, being able to hear the people you're talking to is a very, I would rank that very high on. If you're going to do a good show, what would be one of those things? I'd be like, well, probably being able to hear what the other person is saying that you're doing the show with.
Stop it, Corey. I know you're faking that. There was a couple times Corey said something, and I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not really sure. Because you can take one of the headphones off, but then we're in Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a lot of damn people here. They're all having conversations and listening, so it's loud, and you can't necessarily hear that person right over there. And so this is much, much better. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 214. Please give a shout-out to my son, C.J. Williams from Frisco Heritage High School. He's being recruited by multiple D1 schools and is currently on a flight to Florida State University.
Nice.
And they're trying to recruit him for their shot put and discus program.
Ooh.
Please pray for him. He's 16. Absolutely prayers up.
Ask if you can play football. They won a game.
They won two games.
They won two games. They got hot at the end of the year.
Corey, do you have a shout-out as well?
I want to give a shout-out to, in the house today, Matthew, who's turning 25. Happy birthday to Matthew.
Where's Matthew at?
There he is. Happy birthday, man.
Now, I did find out last week that happy birthday is in the public domain.
You want to sing it?
If you want to sing and
it's
lead it.
It's a terrible song, honestly.
What?
Yeah.
Is that why you changed it on the border?
Yeah, we definitely changed it to something different.
Did you do it?
No, it was kind of there whenever I got there. Already just were like, this is how we do the song. Now get the Shell Shakers out.
Were you happy when they said you have to come out here and sing Happy Birthday?
I loved it because I would embarrass people or I'd always be like, "This, you know, you got this 48-year-old lady and she's turning 21 today. And she's like, oh my gosh, that was so sweet. And then the tip was better. So I was just trying to make money. So I was trying to make everybody have a good time.
Oh, I like this. I probably shouldn't read the name. Shout out to Name Redacted, who's able to miss work today and join y'all in Rockwall. I was going to read the name, but then I thought, what if that's like a buddy trying to dunk on that person? Maybe they work together or something like that. Now, it's time for the Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the app that you use the most on your phone? 877-881-1053. And by the way, Mike, a lot of people were listening and they wanted to point out that Ditto was from Ghost.
Oh, dang it. Demi's in both
proposal.
Of them.
Proposal. Yes, she is.
Dang it. I dittoed you for Ghost.
Dude, can I bring something up that's very off topic here?
Am I going to be able to stop you?
Nah. You know Patrick Swayze, right? I was watching. Came across my TikTok. It was the New Heights podcast. They had Bill Murray on.
Yeah.
And they said, Bill Murray, is it true that every time you see Roadhouse and the scene where Patrick Swayze hooks up with the blonde lady, that you call her husband and tell him that it's on like TBS or something? And he said, yes. As a friend, I always tell him that Patrick Swayze guy, is throwing your wife up against the brick wall right now. You should probably turn it on TBS.
I've never seen the movie Roadhouse.
I definitely didn't watch the Gyllenhaal version, but I still don't think I've even seen the Patrick Swayze version.
Yeah, so...
By the way, Mike... You can look right over there. This fine gentleman is taking part in the Blazing Challenge, our napkin Tolo. And
yeah, you can tell.
He's hanging in there.
Stop or...
But he's still texting, too. He might be texting us.
Congratulations.
So he's hanging in there. Are you proud of him?
Yeah, I am. I will tell you, I am arguably the biggest wuss who's ever tried one of these challenges, and I backed out of it pretty quick.
Oh, he's going to bring you a wing. Do you want to try?
No, just one. It's just one wing.
Mike goes, I wish you could have seen the dread on his face.
The only thing is I would maybe want to try. I'm not going to. I'd only want to try to see which one was hotter.
Okay.
Or if it's equally miserable.
How often do you compare two things and decide which one is hotter?
Do you remember hotornot.com? You
can go on there
and give a little rating on whether or not they were hot and go to the next one.
I was explaining to my wife on the drive to my son's basketball game. I was explaining the porn site OnlyFans to her.
Where are you now?
I've never been to it. I was like, I'm never going to it.
Was she surprised or was she like, oh, yeah, I've heard of it?
It seemed like she hadn't heard of it.
Okay.
Because I will always remember this. The first couple times I heard it was from Kevin Turner, and I thought, there's no way this small town you grew up in has created this website that has become nationally known. That's what I really thought for the first couple times. And I'm like, there's a town has created, a little town in Texas created some sort of website that is now getting national attention. But that was the first few times, and then I've pretty much figured out. Without going to it, and I won't, it's a porn site.
Reggie's going to be mad because he claims it's not a porn site, but that's mostly what it is.
It's for content
creation.
Creators.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's these, like, I say girls or women, whichever one you want to call them, making, like, a lot of money, but they've pretty much pimped their lives out to people that go on the website and tell them what to do.
That is a fair way to put it. From the 817, sports opinion, college football looks radically different if the BCS computer kept making all the decisions. And the apps I use the most, Tumblr, which Joe Burrow just bought.
Yep, Tumblr.
And the WhatsApp are tied. From the 229, my sports opinion is that I cannot emotionally invest in the Cowboys because it will just break my heart again and again. So I just concentrate on playing my own sports. Huh. And... The Odyssey app, is the one they use the most because they spend a lot of time outside of the Metroplex.
Good job.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I will go with this sports opinion. No matter what happens, even if they win the Super Bowl, every season the Cowboys are going to tick you off in some way. No matter what.
That's fair.
Even if they win, I guarantee you they're going to do something that's going to make you mad in that season.
Do you think we get mad every time we interview Jerry or Steven?
Do you think I get mad every time?
Yes, you do.
Not every time.
The
time this time, though, that I was like, just let it go, man. You're not going to win it. There's going to have to be a meeting about it. I wanted to be like, what are you talking about? The only team that thinks they had a successful season was the team that won the Super Bowl. So like the Bears, if somehow they made the playoffs and made it to the Super Bowl and they would lost, they would have been like, oh, what a waste of a season. Mm-hmm. Like, that is ridiculous.
The one goal. Everybody failed. He is right, though. If you didn't win it, you failed.
I do get
that. He's right about that.
But I think it's disingenuous to suggest that every other team was like, what a waste of a stupid season.
Rebooted it all.
Yeah, I don't agree with that whatsoever.
The app that I use the most is, I've started playing this game called Brawl Stars with my boys.
Ooh, okay.
And you just run around and shoot things, and it's an absolute blast. These cool little characters they created. And so usually the boys and I will sit around and play that. You can play with like three people on one team, and it's a blast. So that's the one I'm spending a lot more time. Other than that, it's probably Twitter. Like Twitter, you just scroll through it, see what's going on, and move on with your life.
Do you recite the Top Gun song when you're playing with the boys?
Which song?
Playing with
the boys.
And you take your shirt off while you have your jeans on?
No.
And playing sand volleyball in your jeans?
Oh.
Come on.
And then afterwards, when they go to bed, I get to go to bed too and take her breath away. Yeah.
Take my breath away.
Don't you think that would be, I'm sure there's a movie like this. Don't you think that would be a great scene in like a movie if you're murdering somebody to play that song?
Kevin. Dude.
All right, changing the topic.
It's a movie. Doing, I'm not saying murder somebody for real.
Jeez. Well, sounds like you already have a soundtrack built in for your...
Oh, absolutely.
Last night, I was watching sports.
I'll tell you about some more later.
But then I went up to our bedroom.
Hold on. Did you just say sports as if it was like just this omnipresent thing?
I had to
turn off sports. You had Mavericks blowout.
Okay, yeah.
You had Thursday night football. You had, you know, some... I'm trying to get into college basketball right now. I just can't. Like, I'm like, wouldn't it be smart if I watched some of these college games and had a better idea?
You get in on that Duke-Auburn game the other night?
No. I was watching Kentucky lose the other night. Not last night, but the other night they lost to somebody. Tennessee's really highly ranked. You know, I don't know what it is. I used to really, like... Leitner and Larry Johnson, and like I just was into college basketball. I just want to be that way again, but I guess I can't because those guys built a resume.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
They won't just, I mean, because there's a lot of great names to know, but there's a good shot some of them will be gone next year, if not most of them.
I go upstairs, and my wife is watching a horrible Christmas movie. And Lindsay Lohan is in it.
Oh my God, Mike, disagree.
I think it's recent.
Disagree, disagree.
There's these two people from small town,
and
they used to date each other, but now they're dating the brother and sister of this really rich family.
Help us out.
Have you seen this?
Oh, no. I watched this movie. I thought it was really fun. 877-881-1053. Help us out with the name of the movie.
Lindsay does drugs by accident because it's the little brother's drugs.
Yes. But you know what I've learned? I have a real soft spot for ridiculous Christmas movies.
Okay, so you like this one.
I don't think I realized that before this year.
Everybody's cheating on each other.
Yes, exactly. Like, I've seen all the classics, like whether you think it's old school classic, like It's a Wonderful Life or Christmas Vacation or whatever. Like, I've seen all those movies. I have found I might have a soft spot for these ridiculously, like, soapy romance movies.
All right, I've said this before. I'm going to say this again. This is only my opinion. You can disagree with this opinion, and it's fine because it's only an opinion. Stop doing the surgery, women, to your face. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
The really high cheekbones, the lippy thing that they do, and then a lot of forehead that, like, I don't know. Let me say this. I think redheaded women with freckles is very cute.
Yeah.
And I think Lindsay Lohan looked at her face and goes, I don't think freckles are cute. I'm going to get rid of all my freckles. And I'm like, no, if you're redheaded, I think freckles are very cute.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they're ugly on anybody, but I'm just saying that it makes sense.
Thanks, Mike.
They're just... you're welcome, Alec. I just feel like Lindsay Lohan... She's done surgeries to her faces. I get it. And then I thought it was really weird that she's making fun of the mom who has done like a lot of surgeries to try to stay the same age. Lindsay, like, you really changed your face from like Mean Girls. And I get she's going to get older. Things are going to change a little bit. But I'm like, the women that are really changing their face into one face, they're all trying to do the exact same face. I don't get it. And I don't think that is an attractive face.
Okay.
Our little secret. People are saying is that
okay.
It's fascinating to me now, Mike. I'm starting to see more things that I notice about like filler and stuff like that. It just feels like everybody's doing it. Like everybody
like
is.
They all want the same face, and I don't. First, I don't think it's a beautiful face.
You're unique. Be
two,
you.
I don't get it. I don't get how it's like. Let's look somewhat like. I hate saying this, but I'm being honest. Like Skeletor. Like the very bony,
pulled back and
I got you. I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of women women out there who were pretty and they've done enough work to their face that I'm like, nobody tell you you were very pretty before? You were very pretty before. What are you doing?
It feels like it's preemptive in a lot of these cases. You're like, first of all, don't get the work done.
Made up their mind.
Yeah, you definitely didn't need it yet.
I have to look like, I don't know, who's the Hilton? Not Clinton, Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Like, I got to look like Paris Hilton face. Or I'm like, why does everybody have to look like that face? It's not the best face.
From the 469, Kansas City versus Detroit in the Super Bowl this year, and the Taco Bell app. From the 940 app, I use the most YouTube to listen to y'all, and the Rangers will win 85 to 90 games this year. Sorry, Mike, did you say your app? Because I thought about when we were talking about the DDP yoga app, I need to install that and get some stuff from you.
But eBay.
That's eBay.
Oh,
it's eBay.
You're right, Corey. Duh. Yeah. That was.
In fact, I don't want to say I'm addicted to it because I've thought about that recently. Like, could I go a week without going on eBay? I think I could, but I definitely don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a time.
I feel like I'd miss out on the deal. Yep. Finally, the deal came about, and I was like, oh, I got to stand on this moral thing and not do eBay for a week. And I'm like, but I'm going to get back on it, and I'm going to buy more cards. And then the week that I decided not to do it was the week that all the deals happened.
Because that's what you always think, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you missed out on. I mean, I know, I'm sure that's where, like, FOMO came from. I know that's been around forever. But it's probably because, like, that was the week. You look at all the comps, and you're like, son of a gun.
Yeah, and it's kind of like watching a football game, and somebody walks in front of the TV, and you're like, I'm going to miss this play because of you. And they're going to screw the play up because I didn't watch it.
That second thing that you said, do you ever think that the play happened in a different way because your significant other or whoever?
Absolutely.
That's what I think,
absolutely,
too. And I know there's no...
See, you screwed him over.
I know there's no logical reason to believe that because that's not the case.
When I would play Call of Duty, if one of my family members would come in and ask me a question, I'd be like, oh, I died because of you. And they'd go, no, you died because you're not good at the game. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, one more question then. Have you ever... like, watch something on DVR, like a sports event on DVR, and quickly rewound it because you thought, that can't be what really just happened. Like, I've done that several. I'm like, no, that's not what happened. I'm like, obviously the exact thing.
You think your mind's playing tricks on you?
Yeah, I was like...
Ghetto boys.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. It feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah.
Somebody did say, shout out to the sidewalks because the streets aren't for everyone.
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
Go. All right, Alec, do you have a sports opinion and app you use the most on your phone?
Sports opinion, it's a bit of a combo platter. Sports opinion, I think that Dan Campbell is not ballsy. He's stupid. But
and it just happens to work out.
But hear me out. His stupidity is going to take them to the Super Bowl, and I can't explain it. I can't explain it at all. I cringe every time he makes those crucial fourth down decisions. Like, the football purist in me is like, dude, take the points or just give the ball back. Don't give up good field position. Don't throw the game away. But it works every single time, and I hate it because I want that to be our system. I want that to be our head coach, where it's just like, I don't care what the rules say. I don't care what the unwritten rules say. We are going for it. We are just laying it all out there, and we're going to win games doing so. And they are so fun to watch, but I cringe every single time he makes a decision like that. But hey, they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and it's going to look fine. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying at this point.
Alec, I forget Dan Campbell's history. Help me out here. Before he became the head coach of the Lions, what was his coaching experience?
I think he was like an assistant coach.
He was a special teams coordinator for the Saints.
He was a coaching intern for the Dolphins, tight ends coach for the Dolphins, interim head coach for the Dolphins.
Oh, well.
And then he was an assistant head coach and tight ends coach for the Saints before he did that.
Yeah. So he does have a lot of history. He has a pretty decent resume before becoming the head coach. Because to your point, Alec, he does do things where I'm like, I mean, it feels like there's inexperience here, but his inexperience is working out for him.
Just look at last night. He went for it on fourth down 5 times. 4 times they made it, and 2 of those drives ended in a touchdown. So, but I get your point, Alec. What about app?
For me, if I were to post my Apple Music replay, it would definitely be any kind of streaming music service. For me, it is Apple Music. I listen to it, you know, on the way in, whenever I'm not toloing, during breaks, I'm popping on a few songs. When I'm at home, just trying to be productive, I've got music on in the background. When I sleep, oftentimes I have music playing. So my numbers are super inflated by my non-active listening, but okay. I do listen to a ton of music.
Wow. He's listening to the competition all the time, huh?
Oh, man.
He just openly said it on radio.
That is a great
point. Kind of need to, though. Yeah. You got to know what your comp's doing.
From the 4-6.
Smart programming.
From the 4-6-9, the Stars or Mavs will win it all this year. Most used app is between my banking app. Aw. an Instagram because I love to look at how broke I am and women I can't have. Oh, that's very sad. From the 214, Mavericks will beat the Celtics in 7 to win the championship. Remember this text. And I use Twitter the most. And one more quick shout out. Shout out to my older brother, Steven. 90 days sober today. Longest sobriety in 20 years. Nice. I'm proud of you, big bro. Every day, it's a new opportunity.
That is impressive. Kevin, I'd like to give a shout out to Quick, who added me on Brawl Stars just now. Whenever I said it, he was like, hey, add me. And I was like, awesome, let's do it. So I had new people to play Brawl Stars with.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. And right now, it's time for Mike Likes It.
Yeah!
Why are you just staring at Kevin like that?
The superstar has arrived.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Jeez. God, you're just feeding the
Kevin,
ego.
Kevin, one day, I'm telling you, one day you're going to feel what it's like to be this loved.
Is that right?
One day. It'll happen. Should we do a Kevin Likes It one time at this Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, man, that does sound like a good idea.
Kevin likes stuff. Look, there's two people that think it could be a good idea.
Yeah, I'll do it March 1st.
Okay. All righty. I want to talk a little bit. Sometimes I do the load off thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
you took a load off for 2 straight days this week, Kevin.
I did. I'm sorry.
I want to talk a little bit about when I was watching football as a kid and a young adult. John Madden would say this all of the time. I felt like every game he would say this. And I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if you can put truth on this opinion. But he would always say, let's just say it's 4th and 3 from the 3-yard line, 4th and goal, I'll give you. He'd be like, just take the points. The toughest score of the game is the first score you're going to have. Yeah. And then build on that. And I would always remember this. And I don't know the truth in this or not, but I go to the Aggie game. They decided we're going to go for it on 4th and 1. And they didn't get it. And literally, they never scored the rest of the game. They scored on defense, but they never scored.
Yeah.
So here is the deal. Last night, it seemed like Green Bay was having a tough time scoring, and then they scored, and then it just like the floodgates opened. They started moving the ball. Do you guys find any validity into what John Madden said in today's game in NFL that just take your three? It's 4th and a foot, but you have a field goal available. Take your three, take the 3-point lead, or get the 3 on the board right now, and your offense will start flowing from there. Or you think that's not valid today, or was it not valid back then? He would just say it, and I disagreed with it back then.
I guess I think it's less valid now, just because it feels like people are, Tim, Alex pointed a minute ago about Dan Campbell, whether you think it's aggressive, reckless, stupid, whatever, are more apt to go for it. It felt like, didn't it feel like in football, if you ever went for it on 4th, even if it was like 4th and 1, it was
the biggest thing.
Oh my God, they're
true.
Going for it on 4th.
It was
down.
The biggest thing.
I remember I used to get mad when people went on 4th, and I was like, no, we stopped you. You have to kick the ball. Like, I know that's not how it works, but I'm less inclined to agree with that now. But it is interesting because if you don't take the points, now instead of being like, hey, we're ahead, or we're only down by 4, you're like, okay, now we're down by 7, or down by, and that might make you play worse. So I understand the theory.
Yeah, I do feel like, Mike, there's become this more, like, everybody's more aggressive. Even throwing the ball. They're more aggressive with throwing the ball than they were back then, too. So I feel like they think that it's just, we'll get back down there at some point. I'm with you on a lot of times having the conservative approach when you're trying to build a lead. But when it comes to trying to, like, hey, I got to prove a point to my team, or I got to show them something, that's whenever I'm more likely to go for it on a 4th down. Hey, I trust my defense completely. I'm going for it on 4th down because they're on their 3-yard line. Like, you want to take those opportunities.
I think what's tough about this is it's impossible to prove. You would love to have proof. We took the 3. And look what happened the rest of the game, and look what happened in all of these scenarios when you just take the points available to start the game. But we don't know. Like, I don't know the Aggies. Maybe they literally only score 3, the rest of the game, and they get the interception, and you go, dang it, if you would have gone for
it, I'm with you.
You don't know if you would have got it or not. We know that they didn't get it. The only way to know is to you see the result. You don't know what the opposite would have done, but I just keep thinking teams, and maybe it's just my old school approach to football is wrong, but I keep watching these teams decide we're going to go for it. They don't get any points out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find themselves chasing the rest of the game or trying to find a rhythm. And I'm like, John Madden was a smart football guy. Like, he had coached a lot of years.
I might not totally agree, but I don't think it's, like, wrong. I'm not like, that's...
And what I'm saying is I'm not saying I'm right. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And different games, different teams you're playing can bring up different scenarios of, we should take our three right now today because of the style of the game I think we're going to be in. But I feel like today, 100% of the time, the analytic people who aren't on the sideline, who aren't making any decisions in the 3 hours of the game, they only make a decision off a computer program during the week or before a season even starts, are saying 100% of the time you should go for it. Because how many times are you watching a game today, which never happened before, and they would just flash up 4th and 2, the computer says go for it, you know, and you're just like, yeah, the computer's not in this game. The computer's job isn't on the line. In fact, does anybody lose their job as an analytic person? Like, if you were smart enough to get the job,
that's a good question.
Have we ever heard?
Because the analytics said, just kick it.
Yeah, I did it. I did exactly what the analytic guys told me to do. And they never say, well, we're firing the analytic department because those people keep leading us to losses.
Big dummies.
What they do is they say, I can't lead you to anything. I can only lead you to the percentage to do something. It's like a beautiful job, isn't it? If you're smart enough to ever become a mathematician and then get a job, you're actually never at fault. You can only say the coach is at fault because they did they didn't go with the percentage, the right percentage. And then if you get it wrong, you say, well, the percentage said to do it. We just ended up not getting it. So it feels like an unfireable job, and we never hear, well, the Cowboys are going to fire their analytic. Maybe they have, and I just forget. The Cowboys fired their analytic department this offseason, or the Jacksonville Jaguars are firing their analytic department this offseason because their analytics are bad or wrong.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. I wonder how often game plan for individual teams is a big factor. A big story I remember, maybe it was Bledsoe telling, was when he was with the Cowboys, Bledsoe was getting ready and warmed up and everything, and they had a very big, we're going to run the ball, we're dedicated to running the ball, and Parcells walks up to him, he's like, you ready to air it out today? Last minute just changed his mind, and Parcells goes back and says that he did that because the way the wind was going in the stadium,
they took the
wind, and they went with it, and they scored early, and they scored often. So sometimes, you know, just game plan.
I know I'm out of time, but isn't Georgia and Texas's, I would say their strengths are their defenses. Would you agree with that? Watching Texas and Georgia
Texas's
this year?
Texas's defensive line is pretty, defense is pretty incredible. I get that.
If I'm Texas or Georgia and I have a 0-0 game and I drive the ball down to the 15-yard line, but I have 4th and 1, I'd be like, just take the 3. It feels like, you know, your defense is going to like that they're getting to play with even though it's a small lead, to play with the lead rather than like, oh, we didn't get it, but they have the ball starting at the 15-yard line. And I get that deal that people think. They're like, well, if we don't get it, they're at least starting inside their 20-yard line. But I don't know. I think teams pass up 3 too much.
By the way, that game you can hear tomorrow, 2:30, right here on 105 through the Fan, followed by the Big Ten Championship game, Oregon and Penn State. Doubleheader college football championship games tomorrow right here on 105 through the Fan. Reminder, too, 877-881-1053. If you want to call in, you can bid to be at our table. Hang out with us at Jared Sandler Swinging for a Cause on Sunday at Globe Life Field. Give Alec a call. Maybe shoot him a DM if you like. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh, my gosh. The player that you were saddest to see leave. And the player that you love seeing leave. Next on the Fan.